I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser with a look at the weather for corn and soybean production in South America. Another round of heavy rain came to most of Argentina's production areas last weekend, stopping corn, soybean, and sunflower planting and winter wheat harvesting for several days. Mostly dry and hot weather has followed this week. With high drying rates, that has allowed field work to resume in most areas. Looking ahead, a cold front will move through this weekend, triggering scattered showers and thunderstorms. Rainfall amounts and coverage will be lower than last weekend, so only scattered and not long-lasting delays are expected. Next week, scattered areas of rain will occur from time to time, mostly in the northern half of Argentina. However, more often than not, dry weather will prevail, so the pace of field work should pick up. Overall, planting is about half complete in Argentina. In South Brazil and Paraguay, dry weather has prevailed in recent days, and that should continue through the weekend. This will promote rapid progress on remaining corn and soybean planting and wheat harvesting. Next week, a few cold fronts will approach from Argentina and weaken as they move across South Brazil. These fronts will likely trigger scattered thunderstorms, bringing near-average rainfall to South Brazil and Paraguay. The bottom line is no significant problems are expected. Periodic rains will keep soils favorably moist, but breaks in the rain will allow for field work to advance. In the coming weeks, the wettest region will be in center-west and southeast Brazil. This region had excessive rainfall in the past month, and it appears that frequent showers and thunderstorms will provide above-average rainfall in the coming week. As most soybeans and first-crop corn are already in the ground, rainfall here should not be a problem. In fact, most areas will stay favorably moist for crop development and growth. We received an update on El Nino this week, and it shows no changes from expectations. Weak El Nino conditions are occurring in the eastern Pacific Ocean near the equator, and a weak to moderate El Nino is expected over the coming months. As mentioned last week, El Nino typically has a direct impact on corn and soybean growing season weather in South America, with wetter than normal conditions often noted in Argentina and South Brazil. While odds tilt that way for this growing season, a weaker El Nino puts less confidence on such a forecast. In our part of the world, a weak El Nino has little direct influence on our weather. That is your weather update for Commodity Week. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.